Well, folks, we've been traveling up Valley, and this is Napa Valley at its best. And we have come through St. Helena, and we are heading on and into Duckhorn Vineyards. This is a very exciting stop for me. Mr. Billman Carroll sitting here, and a little warm here in Napa, and that's a great sign.
It is. Doc, welcome. Yeah, it's been warm this week. It's supposed to be really hot this weekend, but so far 2012 growing season's been really good. We're a little concerned with a little bit of lack of rain through the winter, but the spring weather's been fantastic. Good bud break, not too much frost pressure, flowering and set have been really good, nice and quick and even. So there's a good size crop out there, and so far things look really good, which after the last few years we've had is a relief.
We have some Duckhorn wines in front of us we're going to revisit, and Sauvignon Blanc is something that Duckhorn wasn't known for, but they are now. And when you get into white wines, this is a spectacular Sauvignon Blanc and a great version of Napa Valley.
We think so. It's we've been making it since 1982 in a very distinct style, which perhaps is a little bit different to most of our Sauvignon Blancs here in Napa, in that we blend Semillon in there quite significant proportions. And this particular vintage we've got in front of us is the 2011. It's brand new, and it's got 24% Semillon in there, which is the norm for us.
Isn't that hard to find in Napa and around this region?
It's getting tougher and tougher because not many people want to grow it. It's not the most economic thing to have. In the right vintages, it's very expressive. It can add so much extra dimension to a wine, and 2011 was the case for that. Cooler vintage, but great year for Semillon. Added layers of flavor, complexity, and structure to this wine.
Well, this is a tremendous food wine and a great way to start, and Chef just brought two dishes to the table, so we're in good company here, and I hope you're hungry today.
Yeah, well, I had a pretty hearty lunch, but yeah, I'm always hungry. I love food, so this would be classic. If you want to do some grilled shrimp, barbecue shrimp or something like that, a classic wine to go with that.
I think we got a couple things coming to the table here, folks, and it's food and wine, and with Have Wine, We'll Travel. Mr. Bill Mancaro has been kind enough to sit down with me on this warm afternoon in Napa Valley, and we are enjoying some great wines from Duckhorn Vineyards. What we're going to be talking about now are two different Merlots. Merlot is very close to my heart, and I assume it's very close to yours, sir.
Doc, it is. I think it has to be if you're here at Duckhorn. You know, it's essentially what we specialize in and what we're probably best known for. So, yeah, we've all got a passion for Merlot for sure. Even, you know, we make Sauvignon Blanc, we make some great Cabernet Sauvignons as well. Different Merlots, same vintage, different style, and different sourcing as well. The Napa Merlot is probably our more regular bottling that most people have had if they've had a Duckhorn Merlot, and it's sourced from multiple locations, around 40 different vineyards throughout the valley. Valley Floor, Howell Mountain, Atlas Peak, a mixture of our own fruit and also from some highly regarded growers as well.
So do you keep all those lots separate and then you just blend them all together to make it a consistent product each year?
Yeah, so we keep them separate. So we'll make probably each season probably about 100 individual red wines. So we do keep them separate so we can assess the qualities. And even, you know, if you've been getting fruit from the same vineyard for 20 odd years, the growing season will just maybe throw up some little vagary or something, you know, unique, and you want to see how you can highlight that. We find it's easy to do that if you keep the lots separate, and then, you know, you come to the blending table. That's the key to bring them all together. We like that diversification. Napa is a great place to grow grapes and make wine, but there is a difference from one end to the other and from the mountains to the valley floor each year, and so it's better. We can be more consistent in the product we produce by keeping them separate.
It is amazing to have that many different sources, because you can get nuances from probably different ones from each vineyard.
That's one of the joys. Sometimes the frustration in winemaking is, you know, you can take Merlot and have the same sort of Merlot and put it in five different locations throughout the valley and it'll give you a completely different wine style. But we see that as a plus because it adds extra dimension to a wine. So we've been making Three Palms Merlots since 1978, our first vintage, and it kind of put us on the map as a serious Merlot producer. We know it very well. We love it. It's not the most intuitive place to have Merlot because it's a very warm location, but it makes a very distinct style Merlot. So it's very concentrated. It's very age-worthy. This wine will age easily for 20 years, which is a little unusual for Merlot in Napa. It's the 2009. We adjusted things a little bit for that particular vintage. We've held back a little bit on the amount of new oak we used just to show the fruit a little bit more, because 2009 wines tend to be a little bit more elegant with really beautiful balance to them. If you go to duckhorn.com and there's links to Paradox, which is our other winery here in Napa Valley, and there's a link to Goldeneye, which is our Pinot Noir winery up in Anson Valley, to Migration, which is our Chardonnay and Pinot Noir program out of Russian River, and to Decoy as well, which is our more affordable everyday drinking range of wines from Sonoma.
Well, folks, it's time for some Merlot, and some beautiful dishes just came to the table.
Yeah, these Merlots are great because they pair with so many things. I've been doing a lot of grilling at the moment, and the Three Palms, just with the barrel attributes in that, goes really well with some sturgeon the other night. And I know a lot of people don't think red wine goes too well with fish, but actually a bit of sturgeon on the grill and some nice asparagus with it, something like that. The Napa Merlot will go really well with that.
All right, folks. Well, it's time for great food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel.